Tested live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Leave a comment for Pimelo Mutine.
WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Mutalitlale Mudiba is here with us on studio, in studio. Thank you very much, Mutalitlale. Thank you so much for making time for us. I know we asked you at a very last minute, but just to get an update on the status of Shadow Matlake and the electricity there. We know that there was an issue on Sunday. Are you able to hear us? Mutalitlale, are you able to hear us?
Hello, hi, Pimelo.
Hi, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can hear you.
We apologize. I know that we requested you at the very last minute, but we just wanted an update on the status of electricity at Charlotte Makleka. We know that there was an issue from Sunday. Has it been sorted out?
Yes. Fortunately, City Power was able to restore power supply, I think, around just before 11 today. The power was restored much earlier, but I think there were still some problems because it tripped again, but then they were able to restore it. So as we speak, operations are back to normal in terms of us no longer utilizing our generators to run the facility. So we do have power supply.
We believe the issue was a feeder board that burned at the Ridge substation. Do you know why it affected your hospital, the Charlotte Makleka Hospital, only and not the entire area?
No, it was not only affecting Charlotte Makleka alone. It was affecting several areas. Mm. And also, your Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital was affected.
Yes.
It was Parkview as well, next to us. So the other facilities that are close to Charlotte Makleka were also affected. So it affected quite a larger portion in terms of communities around that particular area mm-hmm. that were affected, because I think that substation supplies a particular sort of clientele which was affected. But we obviously, as a hospital, we would feel the pinch, given that there are patients who rely on sustainable supply in terms of the machines that we operate at our hospital. Mm-hmm. So we were fortunate that the problem was able to be addressed before it gets worse.
Mr. Madiba, we believe there were some procedures that had to be postponed. I mean, how affected were you by this outage?
The issue of procedures, normally under this kind of a situation, whenever we experience outages, what the clinical teams would do is that they would obviously assess the situation and prioritize. Mm-hmm. There's no point in insisting to continue with what you call elective procedures. Mm-hmm. Those are the procedures that someone that you could actually maybe move a bit further. Mm-hmm. So you'd rather focus your energies on emergencies, because emergencies are life-saving procedures. You cannot postpone or delay them. So you have to make those type of considerations. Also mindful that when you are operating with generators, you don't have full capacity. Mm. Hospitals, by their nature, they utilize high-pressure equipment and so forth, especially when you have to sterilize some of the equipment and so forth. So some of these things, they require you to have proper electricity supply. When you have your generators, remember that even with the generators, you can only operate so many at a time, so that you are, because they can't run 24 hours non-stop, so you have to alternate them, and therefore they don't give you full capacity. So sometimes patients, when they come, yes, they will experience a bit of a delay in some of the services, but fortunately in this instance we were able to ensure that we keep at least over 60% of the operations continuing to run as per normal, so that we lessen the impact on patient care.
With you were saying that, you know, the it had come back up again, but it kept tripping. Is everything back to normal? How do you want to communicate to patients going forward? In other words, for tomorrow.
No, remember that in terms of patients, except for those maybe that where we were doing elective, where we had some operations we needed to do, the outpatients, we continued seeing them. These are patients that are coming, okay, and for particular services within the facility, they would have then been seen. But where we needed to maybe say we cannot do a particular procedure simply because of the current situation, we would have advised the patient and communicated directly with them in terms of when they're able to come back for the particular procedure. So fortunately, the situation did not go longer than... It gets more complicated if you have 2-3 days without proper power supply. So in this instance, obviously, Sunday we had a situation and yesterday, and unfortunately this morning, they were able to restore the supply.
I really appreciate your time. Matalatele Modiba is a head, he's the Gauteng Department of Health, a head of communications there, just giving us an update. So as things stand, everything is back to normal. That issue at Charlotte Maclake, as well as other hospitals in the area, has been sorted out. Yes, the outages have been there because that's the issue. Some of you have been saying, well, you know, they said they restored electricity, but there were still outages. So he's saying, well, these are just tripping incidents. And so as things go for now, everything is back to normal, and life should resume as normal, even for those who are coming in tomorrow.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.